Welcome to the Advent Life Help Thursday. We are so glad.
Okay, my line is open. Good night to my beloved brothers and sisters on Advent El Thursday. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. And you know what? I'm having a little problem here. So I thank God that God have, you know, someone there. Always prepare someone to do the work. So we're going to start with a prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for this privilege that we can come before your throne. Lord, we thank you for the blessings, many blessings that you have given unto us today. Dear Lord, there's some place, it's raining and also snow. There are some place, it's breezy. Some place, it's sunny. Lord, and all these things make up life and let us know that you are in charge. So we want to thank you tonight, Lord. We ask you to put things up on each of us as we join to fellowship with one another and to meet you, Lord, and to give for all the blessings. stored up. So this year, I just want to thank you. You said we are one or two or three gathered. You that you are me.
Mr. Powell, you're going in and out. Mr. Powell, are you there? You're going in and out.
I don't know what's going on.
I could hear you now, but we didn't hear the last part of the prayer.
Oh, okay. Father, we come again to you, ask you, Father, for your help tonight so that we will have this land here. And that we can come before you to give you the praise that due to you, cause all praise and glory come from you. Thank you again, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear beloved, let us read our passage of faith. Is in Genesis 1:29. I will read it, and then I will ask someone to read 3 John 1:2-4. And Genesis 29:30 said, "And God said, Behold, I have every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for me. And to every and to every ear, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given evergreen for meat, and it thank God for what he had given to us from, this is from creation. So we are asking you, anyone would like to read? My dear beloved.
Amen. You're ready for me to read, John?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good night. Yes, certainly.
Wait, it's 1:3 or 3:1?
The third epistle of John. So 3 John 1-4.
Okay, I got it. Okay. The elders unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou hast walked in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. But thank God, you know, the way just ask just for clearance that we and myself having problem with the internet, but that is for your reading 3 John 1-4.
Mr. Powell, I'm not sure. I know you say you're having some technical difficulties. I'm not sure where you are. If you're moving, sometimes we're hearing every other word.
I'm not moving. You hear me now?
We're hearing you clearer now. But then now we're not hearing you. So while Sister Powell figure out, some stability with her internet, I know she was talking about 3 John. Sister Leola just read that, and God wished above all things that we may prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospereth, and he wants us to walk within the truth, right? And so I know her one more of the scripture that she likes is Revelation 22, verse 1 and 2. So if we could have a reader for Revelation 22, 1, and 2. That will be certainly appreciative. I am going to open this line, 518-482. 518-482. If you're able to read that scripture for us, Revelation 22, 1 and 2, 518-482, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. Revelation 22, 1 and 2.
22. Revelation 22, verse 1 and 2. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, from reading that. And if you think about this, always a counterfeit, right? This is the season where everybody's talking about, you know, there's a song that I used to hear them sing on what, on the 12th day of Christmas, my whatever sent to me, a partridge in a pear tree, and they would talk about the 12 different things, right? And so now I'm hearing the fact that there is actually the tree of life that will bear 12 different manner of fruit. Isn't that beautiful? That is awesome.
Wonderful.
And so I know, Sister Cancinelli, you always have, you know, something that you want to share to your beloved. This is the time where we're opening it up for praise report, for prayer requests, for testimony about God's goodness, and for health, some health tips for the beloved that are on the line. So I'll keep your line open for right now. Amen?
Okay. So what can I say today? God is so good to all of us, and especially to me, especially. And I would like to... I would like to sing a song, at least 2 verses, not very long, so that's when everybody comes on.
Well, you can go ahead and sing your song. You have time for that.
You have time?
Yes, you can go ahead and sing your song.
Okay. I sing God tomorrow. God's tomorrow is a day of gladness, and its joys shall never fail. No more weeping, no more sense of sadness, no more foes to make afraid. God's tomorrow, every cloud will pass away at the dawning of that day. God's tomorrow, no more sorrow, for I know that tomorrow will be better than today. God's tomorrow is the day of greeting. We shall see the Savior's face, and their longing hearts with the meeting in that holy, happy place. God's tomorrow, every cloud will pass away at the dawning of that day. God's tomorrow, no more sorrow, for I know that God's tomorrow will be better than today. And the last verse is, God's tomorrow is a day of glory. We shall wear the crown of life, singing through countless years of old story,
free forever from all strife. God's tomorrow, God's tomorrow. Every cloud will pass away at the dawning of that day. God's tomorrow, no more sorrow. For I know that God's tomorrow will be better than today.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure that tomorrow will be better than any day that we have in these days on this earth. I am just thankful to God for the privilege of coming on this line so that I could say some words of encouragement to someone, especially Sister Pavel was there trying to give us words, eight laws of health, right? But in the eight laws of health. And I would like to, this evening, in Genesis 2:15, bodily exercises, benefits of exercise. I would like us to just listen the results we get from exercising, the benefits. Tone up your muscles. Ooh. Help your blood to circulate. 3, build coordination. Helps proper elimination. Build up immune system. Helps eliminate stress. And you have plenty of that today. Help digestion. Reduce indigestion. Helps endurance for labor. Helps endurance for labor. Stimulate the production of the endorphins hormones that act as a natural opiate or a painkiller. Exercise may increase endorphin level in blood by 60%. Increase, and last of all, is increases in prolactin, which stimulates the body to make milk. Vigorous exercise may increase prolactin count by 40%. And I think that's very, very wonderful. And today we have a lot of stress. People have a lot of stress because they don't have jobs, they can't find food, and we know all these things that builds up, and they help to help us, help them if they could exercise, just get out and exercise and give God praise and thanks. They would be more healthy. And the type of exercise we need now is, I love to be in the garden, outdoors, allowing fresh air, sunshine, and peace. When you're exercising, when you're out there doing your little gardening, that's very nice in the fresh air, in the sun. You get vitamin D. Gardening, good exercise for your legs, your back, your arms. Gardening has actually been found to be remedial for many ailments and diseases. Right? Have your little garden, plant your little flower garden if you want to, or your little vegetables. I do that every year, as long as the ground is there. Yes, gardening has actually been found to be remedial for many ailments and diseases. Then we can walk. We think about walking, not merely around a shopping mall, just walking vigorously in the country if possible. Go in the country and walk and smell the trees, the nice, the different type of trees that they have. They're good for our health. And celestinic stretching and squatting, all of these are types of exercise you can do. Exercise, walk briskly in the air. Inhale pure air, Genesis 2:7 and Job 27:3. Parental. Increase oxygen supply to the blood and body. Purifies blood. Exhalation. With disposal function of the body. So all of that exercises does. It also promotes digestion, promotes appetite. Some people cannot eat. They don't have no appetite at all. Soothes the nerves, helps to clear your mind, improves sleep, and that is so true. Keep fresh air in bedroom. All of these things, if we try to do them, we would be healthier. It also builds up our immune system. Oxygen also fights disease. Sometimes we try to, you know, especially what is going wrong today, the flu. Mm-hmm. I think the flu is just, this flu was all the time, all around us all the time, because flu is highly contagious. Very highly contagious. But they make it so, you know, they're stressing it so much these days that they make it as a sickness, because the things that are going on today is so stressful, you know. You have your children, they go to school, you can't find food to give them, you can't find, you know, everything is so expensive, parents lose their jobs and all these things. Yeah, so those things are... helps to keep us inhale pure air. And when you think about I think I'm going to stop here today because somebody else wants to contribute some more, right? I could stop here, Sister.
Amen, Sister amen, Stephanie. Amen. If you're finished, you could give another. Yeah. You could. We're getting a full. But you could give your final two sentences, and then we'll move on.
Yes. I said, well, there's a lot more to talk about. We talk about labor. We talk about the benefits of exercises, the types of exercise, prenatal, labor control, breathing, and all of these things. Provide us oxygen for the baby. Help mothers to relax. Provide oxygen. Supply uterus with oxygen. Help with contraction and expense leg exercise. So all of these are very good. So I'm going to stop right here for today because it has many more things that we can do for the 8 laws of health, like rest, sleep, you know, things like that. A good use
Amen.
Of the things that you abstinence from harmful things, self-discipline in rest, and all of these things. So this
Amen.
Evening, I think this is a good one for us to stop right
yes.
here. May God
absolutely,
help us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sister Cassinelli, for bringing that such powerful information to us. Absolutely. Being temperate, the 8 doctors that makes house call. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Powell, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. You're hearing
All
me?
All right, go ahead. Yes, we're hearing
okay.
you now. Clearer, much clearer.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Sister Cassinelli, for bringing actually a little sermonette, Lord, on exercise, the 8 laws of health. And I do hope that my brothers and sisters take down these information, how important, you know, the 8 laws, exercise and dieting and everything that we have, that nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. How important that is for us. I just want to thank you, my dear beloved, for that. You know, is there anyone else would like to share some of the blessings? I will go first because my line is not working properly. And I was reading this evening, oh, God is good, and it's good for us to do good deeds. Every one of us, you know, is for us to do good deeds, despite of how small it is. And it is saying that good deeds are twice a blessing. We get blessings from doing good, right? And it benefits both the giver and all those that receive of our kindness. The consciousness of right doing is one of the best medicine, my dear sister. Cassinelli told us a while ago in our little sermonette that, you know what, exercise is very important. It is telling us that the consciousness of right doing is one of the best medicine. just as how exercise is one of the best medicine that each one of us could use to build our immune system, it said, for our diseased body and mind. He said, free and happy, right? When the mind is free and happy from a sense of well done and the satisfaction to others, uplifting influence being. So a new life, bring a new life to the body. So my dear beloved, Minister of Healing, Mind Cure. Chapter I was just reading and I saw what good deeds are and the blessings that it have given unto us. You know, my dear beloved, I was here this evening, today, and I'm going to take some rest today. So most of my rest was just relaxing my mind. But in the evening, I think it was around 4 o'clock my time here. I think it's your time too. I heard a knocking on the door, and when I came out, I saw one of my dear beloved sister. You know, was she not feeling well? I haven't seen her from last week. You know, daughter came, their daughter to me. So, you know, grateful, and telling me that her mom was in pain. So, my dear beloved, I whisper a little prayer for the mother and the little gift I have from last week for her. She took it. And the little girl said to me, my dear, thank you, Sister Powell. God bless you. And I do hope that, you know, your store basket will never empty. And I look, I said, thank you, my dear. You're welcome, you know. And I just tell her, you know, we will be praying for her mother. So, brothers and sisters, you know, you don't know what some of our dear loved one is facing their children. But when the children can acknowledge, you know, the love of Christ, they too, you know, will pass on the blessings. And, you know, when these blessings come on us as we were reading this chapter about a good deed. So we are in this season now, my dear beloved. And we know that, you know, this season, everyone is giving and rejoicing and that, you know. But we know that we are here giving thanks to the Lord every day, the 365 days, giving Jesus thanks. So, and we share blessings that God have given unto us to others. So this is not strange to us this season that we are, you know, a good day, a blessing of, because when we bless, we get joy and happiness within us. So I'm encouraging my brothers and sisters, let us, you know, remember, you know, those out there who are in need at this time, and also point them to Jesus Christ, because his second coming is drawing very near. We saw what is happening. So my little praise report, God is good. Thank you all for praying for Sister Powell. Everything is going, moving and going on good. And she's getting some rest. She's not just working, working, working. She's getting some rest. So continue to pray for me. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. So now is the time, as Sister Powell said, that if you want to give a praise report, a prayer request, a testimony, I know that God has done so much for each and every one of you on your on this line. Just press 1, right, and raise your hand, and I will know that you want to share how God has been so good to you. Amen.
Okay. Is someone not ready yet?
Not yet, not yet. But I can share a little bit with you all. I know that, you know, the enemy has been so busy. I often say and know that the quickest way for the enemy to get us distracted and get us starting to worry and be anxious is to mess up our money, right? And so they have been messing up my money. I hadn't gotten any money from my job in over a month. And, you know, but God is so good. He's so great. I prayed. My daughter had called, sent a message to me saying that the remainder of her tuition is due. And I was like, God, you know, I don't have it. You know, Lord, I don't have it. But I know you have it. And I'm going to trust that you are going to come through. And I just went back into the scriptures and quote scriptures back to God. I said, your word cannot come back void. You know, get up early in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, early in the morning, getting up and praying to God and talking to him. I said, God, I know you told me and promised that you will never leave or forsake me and that you will always supply my needs. I'm going to trust you now, and I thank you for your faithfulness. And I kept going back and looking at all of the things, the Ebenezer, all of the things and all of the times when God just blessed me and came through for his children. And I said, God, I know if you did it before, you're going to do it again. And so I was, you know, that morning, you know, when I got the message with my daughter, I went ahead again in prayer mode, and then I went to with one of my girlfriend with their churches to help, you know, do some coming to service things. And lo and behold, I saw a email. And usually I don't check my email when I'm, you know, out on the phone, but it popped up. And I clicked on the email because I was like, what are they trying to say now? You know, y'all deny me, say y'all not going to pay me, yada, yada, yada. And I got an email stating that, oh, your sick leave had been approved and, you know, we have sent it over to be processed. And I just started to say, you know what, God, I was listening to the Foster Triplet. They have a song called A Broken Prayer. And, you know, I was listening to it all day and playing it and stuff, and I just started crying. Tears just start rolling down my eyes, not tears of the fact that I'm upset or angry. It was just tears of joy, right? Knowing that here I am on the brink, right? Mortgage is ready. Mortgages are due. The child tuition is due. Everything is due. But I just knew that God was going to come through for me. And so I just thank God for his grace and his mercy and his on time. We serve an on time God that is always on time. Always, always on time. So I just want you to continue to lift me up, right? My health, my family. My son actually started a new job the other day. I thank God for that. We've been praying for him. Pray for Kaja, you know, that God will help her, you know, steady her mind and focus so she can be focused and strengthened to finish up what she needs to do as she's doing, you know, exams and stuff. And just remind her that through Christ Jesus, she's able to do all things. But fail. So I just thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for how he knows how to give his children good gifts. So whatever you're going through, whether it's health, whether it's financial, no matter what, I can stand here, not saying that I believe, I can stand here knowing that when we tarry and tabernacle and abide with our Heavenly Father, he will certainly make a way out of no way for us. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you, sister, for that. That this is a praise report, you know, and we know that God can do all things without fail. You know, he is always on time. And as this little song says, just with what you were going through, he said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything greeting to God in firm. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the Lord of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So, my dear beloved, this song is telling us, as you told us a while ago, you know, when there is a morning early and when you feel so heavy laden, you can go to the Lord and he's always there to listen to you and also answer your prayer. So, Sister Stephanie, God is also good. And we have a dear friend who said he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he is there for each and every one of us when the trials and temptation is there. So let us continue to be faithful to him. Is there anyone else on the line? Health Thursday, that they can share.
Yes, Sister Powell, I'm going to open up some lines. All right, here we go. I am going to open up 985-232. Your line is now open. I'm coming to you all.
Good evening, sisters and brothers.
Good evening.
This is Sister Brenda Carla from Houma, Louisiana. I thank God. I love that you hear me sing, Sister Powell. I was singing it with you. Lord, be dead and small. Yeah, take everything to God in prayer. That's what we do. And I love when they say take it to God in prayer. I want to read a little script. David once cried out, cleanse me with high soap. I don't know, understand, H-Y-S-S-O-P, and I will be cleansed. Psalm 51, 7. He was willing to undergo unpleasantness to scrub away his defilement if necessary. Let us also be willing to submit the unpleasant cleaning from sin, knowing the joy that comes with having clean heart, having a clean heart. Amen. Well, I understand it now. Wouldn't it be a wonderful for all of us to be scrubbed and getting rid of all unpleasant cleansing from sin? What a joy day that would be. Lord, just clean my heart, clean my sin, take away all the filth, and then we'll be ready to go home with our Savior. Amen. That would be a wonderful time. I thank the Lord for all his words, all his goodness he sends to us, all his blessings we have to go about to listen to and to work on to get ourselves ready. I thank him for everything. We had so many tornadoes and hard rain touched down Louisiana. All I can do is pray. I thought about my kids up and down the highway because my daughter, she goes in New Orleans. She's at different hospitals bringing medicine and stuff, package. And my son, he's all over New Orleans delivering galvanized things like pipes, plastic, in the truck from where we live. And he'd be like, two hours away all over New Orleans, the other side of New Orleans. They be running long trips on the highway. My son all day and my daughter just different short times and coming home. And I told them, y'all be careful and look for them tornadoes. Y'all know the sign when y'all see them far away. Y'all got to get somewhere where y'all can run and take cover and be ready or start praying. You know, you can't wait till nothing get on you and try to call God and repent and all this stuff here. You got to do it early. So I be praying here for the Lord to take care of them. And because I know they touched down a lot where they at in New Orleans because it's really sinful and a lot of people just don't want to acknowledge God. They want to acknowledge voodoo. So, you know, and I tell them they got to pray because you're one-on-one. You're not in the mix. So I thank God, and we just lift them up in prayer out there and all over Louisiana where it touched down and tore up and killed, you know, and right where they was, not too far, a lady got killed in the car in the tornado. She got caught. And probably some other places, some other people got caught, but they did some damage here. So we just want to lift Louisiana up. And I thank God for y'all tonight, the wonderful work y'all do. Everybody on that Been Like prayer line, just pray for those missing, those that sick, and wherever they may be, and pray to God He strengthen all of us, the sick ones, and give all the help, the strength they need to be on this line, and pray that all the missing members come back. Amen. Brother John, come in.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from home, Louisiana. I just thank everyone for the prayers. When I was feeling bad for a few days there, a little under the weather, but thank y'all for the prayers. And it did help, you know, but was able to get back feeling better. I just wanted to say that to the whole prayer line and everyone. And I won't be on too much longer. No someone else want to talk. But anyway, I just want to say praise God. And I just want to say a new year coming. So I just want to be better than this year here. Every year I want to get better and better as a person in the word of God. And just better and better as live my life, more positive and more positive every year. So I can look back and say, this year was better than the last. I just keep saying that, Lord, for life every year. So just God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, amen. Brother John and Sister Brenda. Amen for coming on the line. And, you know, Brother John and Sister Brenda, God is here. He is able to do all things. As you ask for prayer, you know, for your daughter and all your son traveling. At this time, we heard about the tornadoes and all the weather here. But we have a living God, a God who is there by our side. And He's always there to protect and to keep us, you know. So we will be keeping your family, Sister Brenda, in prayer. And Brother John, we want to thank you for coming on this line that we heard your voice this evening and to give thanks to God for healing because you was not feeling well during last week, but He allows you to be on the line tonight and your determination is to follow Him and to be better, better and by learning, you know, and by giving your life fully surrendered to Him. He's able to do all things. So we want to thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on. Yes, my dear beloved, is there anyone else on the line who would like to share before we go in prayer?
Yes,
Yes, Sister Powell. I'm going to open this line to 857-505. Your line is now open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome, Sister Powell, on the prayer line. We all miss you on the prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God because God is good. He's able. He's amazing God. He's the King of King, and he is the Lord of Lord, and God is Jehovah God. He's a mighty God. He is the King of King, and he is the Lord of Lord. I have a prayer request, Sister Powell, before I sing a song for Sister Stephanie. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer. Please lift up my mom in prayer. Do not forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Powell. And Sister Powell, do not forget to lift up Sister Billie Jean. Sister Stephanie will spell it for you, Sister Powell. Pray for Sister Billie Jean. Sister Billie Jean is on the Avenue Ministry right now, Sister Powell. I hope that she pushed number one, and I hope she shares her testimony too. And her name is Sister Billie Jean, and do not forget to lift up her sister too in prayer. Lift up her sister in prayer. I don't know what's her sister's name, but I'm asking for Sister Billie Jean. If you're on this prayer line, don't forget to push number one and tell them what is your sister's name. Sister Power and Sister Stephanie wants to know what's your sister's name. Do not be shy on this line, Sister Billie Jean, because Sister Billie Jean, God have a special plan for you, Sister
Thank
Billie
you,
Jean.
Brother
do not
Eli.
Be shy.
Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for
Amen.
Your praise.
Pray for Brother Dylan. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Eli. So we'll definitely get you back to sing your song. So give me one moment. Let me see if there's anyone else that wants to share something before you sing your song, okay? Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right, Sister Powell.
Yes. I want to thank you, Sister Brother Eli, for coming on and bring Sister Daily Jeans on the line, and we are asking her if she's on the line, she can press number one and she can bring her welcome. We just want to thank her if she's there. This line is a family line, and we are asking if you want to share some of the blessings that God have given unto you. Amen. Is there anyone else? All right, Brother Eli, I'm going to give you the opportunity, please, if you can do a short song for us, and then we will go into prayer, and from prayer, we will go into the message. All right?
Amen. Amen. Sister Powell, do not forget to pray for Brother Dylan, too, because I forgot to mention that to Sister Stephanie. Pray for Brother Dylan, but let me sing a special song, Sister Powell, for Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie will be blessed with that song. Light of the world, you sit down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. You set it down, adore you, oh, stand with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell, sing it, my dear sister. All together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. You set it down, adore you, oh, stand with me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. I never know how much it costs to see my Savior. Thanks, Sister Power. Thanks, Sister Billy Jean. I never know how much it costs to see my Savior. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. May God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. That song, here we are, here to worship, and here we are to bow down to our Father. And this is the time that we want to thank everyone for joining, and this is the time that we need to go to Him to worship, right? And we will be having prayer now, so we will sing our brothers, let us bow or let us kneel, that we can present our request to Him. I will ask for maybe two prayer, my dear beloved, tonight. Anyone who would like to pray, lift up us in prayer, right? So asking Sister Stephanie, would you like to lead us in prayer?
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we have the privilege of prayer. We have the opportunity, Lord, where we can utter even sounds and moans and groans, and your Holy Spirit will convert it into words that are understandable. There are times when we don't even know what to pray for. But we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the opportunity where we can open our mouths and we can say thank you. We can praise you. We can come to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that is on this line. I thank you, God, for the crucibles, the trials, the storms. We hear about the storms that are happening around the world, Lord. We heard from Brother John and we heard from Sister Brenda, and they're praying for their loved ones. They're thanking you, Lord, for what you have done in their life. And we thank you. The fact that you are still in the business, the fact that when you bless others, it is a sign to let us know and remind us that you're still on the throne. So we thank you for the safe traveling mercies. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, for Sister Leola. We pray for her family, Brother Ray, her daughter, Nicole, her son, Jarvis Jr., Lord, all of her grandkids, Lord, you know them by name. We lift them up to you. Lord, we pray for Sister Continelli. We thank you, Heavenly Father, the way how you have used her to be able to present this help message. We thank you for this Thursday where we can come and we can learn more about the things that we need to do in order to improve upon our health. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Eli. You know his very many prayer requests. He's praying for his mom. Lord, he's praying for Jahari. Lord, I know Sister Powell will be able to utter some of those names. Heavenly Father, that he has presented, Lord, we pray and lift them up because you heard them. We ask you, Lord, that you will bless according to your will. I thank you, Lord, for how you're using Sister Powell, Lord, for scores, Lord. Lord, we know that there are a lot of things that are happening, Heavenly Father. People are committing suicide, young people, middle-aged people, Lord, just taking their lives because they feel like there is nothing in this world that they can hang on to, Lord. So, Lord, I pray that you will shoot us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, where we will be agitated, we will be ignited, Lord, where we will go out spreading your gospel, spreading the fact that we have hope in you. Come, let us tell you about a man that can take away your pain and your burden and your anxiety and your depression and your financial constraint and the fact that you are aching and you are numb and you don't know where else to turn. Help us, Lord, to be your feet and your hands and your ears and your light and your lips as we are here on earth. Forgive us, Lord, of anything that we have done that is not in line with you. And I thank you, God, that you love us so much that you continue to bless us. We do not deserve it. But you have given us grace and mercy. Lord, I lift up to you Brother O'Neill and his family members, Brother Rick and Sister Ashley, Heavenly Father, and Brother Rick's wife. Lord, you know what they're going through. Lord, you know what each and every person stand in need of on this line today. And I'm praying and I'm begging and I'm pleading with you, God, that you will manifest yourself in their situation. Lord, we lift up to you Sister Tamiko, Sister Eva, Sister Daisy, Sister Sushita. Lord, we present to you KJ and Kaja. We thank you, Lord, for blessing him with a new job. Lord, I thank you, God, for manifesting yourself, Lord. I knew that you were going to come through. You are an on-time God. And I thank you, Lord, for the storm because you are working out all of the impurities out of us, Lord. You are strengthening our faith. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will just move by each and every person on this line. You will shake us up, Heavenly Father, so that we can seek you even more. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. Whatever I fail to ask, Lord, as my mind is in the carnal, Lord, as my mind, Lord, can't remember all of the names, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will bless abundantly. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering. We pray for each and every person that is hearing my voice. We know that individuals are listening from all over the world. We pray for them. We pray for Sister Rosie, Lord, and Sister Debbie, Lord, who's the enemy has come to attack. But, Lord, this is what you said that the enemy was come to do, came to kill, to steal, to destroy, to devour, to sift us as wheat. But by your stripe we are healed, by the fact that you sent your love, your son, to die for us. We know that we are anchored in you, Heavenly Father. So thank you for your wonder-working power within our life. Thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do and for what you have done already. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we amen, amen. We continue, linger a little longer at your feet. As Psalm 57 said, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto us, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wing will I make my refuge unto these calamities be overpassed. Heavenly Father,
we come because, Lord, we know you are merciful. You have showered your blessings upon each one of us. You have listened and heard the requests, Lord, from your dear servant. And dear Father, we know we have a loving, kind, tender-hearted, long-suffering, merciful God who is there, who told us in his word that if we trust and we believe, he is able and just to hear our cry. So this evening, dear Father, as we come boldly to the throne this held Thursday to listen for your biddings, Lord, and as we present, dear Father, our brothers and our sisters, name to you, dear Lord, we just want to thank you that we as a family can come together to fellowship with each other, hearing from you, dear Lord. So we also continue to present these names. We present Sister Carla. Father, continue to bless her. Continue to let her light shine, and also her daughter Amanda and son Nicholas, Lord, and her other family members, Lord, and the mission that you have allowed her to carry out, dear Father. We ask you, Lord, to pour out your sweet Spirit upon her, that she will continue to have health and strength and able to show love to these wonderful, wonderful patient, Lord Jesus of hers. So we just want to say thank you. We also lift up our dear beloved brother Elder Richardson, Lord, and his wife, Lord, Sister Richardson, Lord, and their mission, Father, as you have given them a mission and a word to carry out to the community where they are. We are asking you, Lord, to come by near them so that they will have that sweet fellowship with you and others, Lord. We also lift up to you this moment, dear Father, Elder Ricardo, continue to bless him and his wife and his family. Lord, we want to thank you for their participation in presenting the message and the truth, Lord, to us, Lord. We also lift up Brother Akin. Continue to keep Brother Akin as a young man as he goes around and witnessing, evangelizing, and sharing your love to those young ones, Lord Jesus. Give him the strength and the word that he will present, Lord willing. Now, dear Lord, we know, dear Father, there is many, many other souls, Brother Udi and his family, Brother Bernard, Brother Mozart. Lord, we lift them up to you this morning, this evening. Continue to pour your blessings upon us, Lord, and help us that the message that we will listen will come straight from you, and our light will shine through the message and the truth that you have given unto us, we will be able to share with others. As we lift up Brother Eli and Daily Jean, and also her sister, and Delana, and all the others, dear Father, we lift them up to you. Bless us tonight while we have this sweet fellowship. Help us, dear Father, to be faithful. And you said all things work together for good to them that love you. So we thank you for loving us, and we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your keeping. And again, Lord, we lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John, your daughter and son traveling. Give them traveling mercies, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all so far. And as we are here, we are asking you to get your Minister of Healing, book, King James Version, and also your pen, so that the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie, who will present the message. Thank you again for joining.
Amen, amen. Amen. Sister Powell, I'm not sure if this line, I saw the hand up, so I'm going to open that line and so that they're able to,
sure.
If they're able to go into a short prayer. We still have a couple more minutes before, but let me see if this person, because I think I might have omitted the hand from earlier. 225-337, your line is now open. 225-337.
Thank you, Sister Stephanie. I think my number probably is not showing up, because it happened with Sister Carla. I had my hand up in the beginning saying, hey, I opened my line, but opening my line now. I wanted to share something earlier, but I just, first of all, I want to thank Sister Constanelli for her comment about exercising. You know, these things that we have on the prayer line is often to be said because to remind us, to keep telling us, and these things, you know, even though we know this health message, but sometimes you got to remind sisters and brothers, go get your exercise, drink more water. So I just want to thank God for the prayer line because it is truly a blessing to be here. And I just want to thank you all, even though you all didn't know that I was on the line, but you knew I was on earlier, but sometimes I have my hand up, but, it, you know, my line don't be open because of it doesn't appear on the host, you know, when you raising your hand. And I don't know why it's that, because Sister Powerhead called me and say, Sister Leola, you didn't open my line. So I don't know what's going on with it, but I just want to thank God for this prayer line, for the sisters and brothers that share. You know, listen to Sister Brittany and Brother John coming to share. It's truly a blessing that they are still here on the prayer line. I am so grateful to the Lord that that's my family that's coming to share. And also that we've been here for so many years and that we are still consistent on the prayer line. So I'm giving God thanks. I want to just offer a short word of prayer to the Lord, giving him thanks. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, I come to you to thank you for your love and your grace you show us every day, Father, for this prayer line, Lord. You know, we can see that many that come here and, you know, week after week, they still come to share because they have a testimony. They have something to share. They seeing that God is working in their lives, helping them and waking them up and because of the prayers. Oh, Father, thank you right now. Thank you for my sisters constantly lifting up my family. Brother Ray just made it home. I want to thank you, Lord, for Sister Stephanie lifting him up, Sister Power lifting him up. Thank you, Father. We wait. Sister LaCole have not got here yet, but thank you for praying, sisters and brothers, for praying for them. Thank you for praying for the youth. Oh, Father, as you receive these prayers, Father, we ask that you look in our hearts, Lord. We need you, Lord, Father, to help clean us up, to renew our spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father, and continue to strengthen us and bless us to be able to read, study, Father, because there's someone out there that need the word of God. And sisters and brothers, I can tell you, I met two people today that I was able to share with. And to tell you, sister, the brother say he did not understand prophecy. I broke it down, explained it to him. I want to thank God for his Holy Spirit working in us, working with us to help others and to draw them closer to the Lord. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Truly, it's a blessing. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Sister Power. Thank you for the whole team of the host and everyone that come to join us, because just the host can't be the host can't just be the only one. It has to be the ones that join the prayer line to work this prayer line out. So, Father, we thank you for everyone that you allow to join in. We asking you to continue to bless them and work in each one of their lives so they can help their children, as Sister Brenda and Brother John continue to bring the children. Thank you. Thank you for Brother Eli consistent. We just praise you on this prayer line. Bless Sister Stephanie tonight, Father, as she bring the message to us. And, Lord, we thank you. We asking you to continue to bless her children also. And we ask all this in the name of our Savior. The Stephanie, opening my line. And thank you, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining. I know you were there on the first line that read First Third John, you know, but I didn't hear you. So thank you for joining and also for praying. So, my dear beloved, the line is yours, Sister Stephanie. God bless and thank everyone.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just linger just a tad bit longer. Lord, we know that the Holy Spirit is here. I pray that you will touch my lips with coal so that the message and the experience that we have, Lord, will be one that is life-changing. No turning back now. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I am reading from the Ministry of Healing, a powerful book written by Sister Ellen G. White, and I am on page 471, reading help in daily living. Do y'all need help in daily living? Do you all need help in daily living? Is it too hard for you someday? I'm telling you, some days it's harder for me than some. But one of the things I can be assured, once I am up, once my eyes are open, it don't matter what I'm going through, I'm going to give God thanks and praise that I am in the land of the living. And I'm going to ask for prayer as it's coming. You know, Sister Paul, please, at the end, to pray for Sister Jean Marie Watson, Dean Watson, who is experiencing, who experienced a loss, and they have traveled up to New York to funeralize their family. So we pray for comfort for them and strength during this time. And so there's so many things that we're going through, right? Debts and, you know, the prices in the supermarket are going up sky high. The gas price is high. You know, there's strifes with loved ones, right? There are just so many schism going on. And so how do we maneuver, right? How are we able to maneuver in this life while we're here on earth? Do we stay in a bubble? They're talking about the rise in the next pestilence. It's impacting kids. And, you know, they're upping the mask mandates and, you know, all of these things that are happening. They're building jails. They're up there in New York. They're building jails, more jails. Individuals are struggling with social issues and mental issues and anxiety and depression. Homelessness is on the rise. All of these things. How are we able to maneuver those ailments and ism and schism while we're here on earth, right? We know that Jesus' second coming is fast approaching. We don't know when, but we know that the signs are telling us. We're hearing about wars and different in California. They had terrible snowstorm in some parts of California. In Buffalo, Rochester, they're having snowstorms and ice storms. And we heard from Sister Leola, and we heard from Brother John and Sister Brenda about the weather down there. We have had, my weather has been, you know, it's kind of sound like rain, but it's like an imitation rain. The rain don't even sound like rain. Sister Leola shared something on the fasting prayer line yesterday about the Satan. He is the prince of the air. He has that power to control that. But we have hope that our Heavenly Father is not going to allow him to get this far, right? And so we know that they're manipulating even the weather, right? And so let's look at what she has to share, to give us some hope, right? How help in daily living. So we are going to start on page 471, and we are going to start, let me start here. We are going to start with, I like this part. It says, so I'm under discipline of trial, and I read portion of that already, but I'm going to go here, and I'm going to read this portion. It says, the fact that we are called to endure trial. Are you, is anybody on the line going through a trial? We know that once you're on the side of Christ, you're either going in a trial, just getting out of a trial, right, or you're either in a trial, right? It says, the fact that we are, and this is 470, actually, the fact that we are called upon to endure trial shows that the Lord Jesus sees in us, have mercy, something precious which he desires to develop. Come on now. Y'all need to be shouting in that one. I'm going to read it again, Sister Powell. Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes, sure.
All right, I'm going to read that again. Somebody needs to hear this. It says, the fact that we are called upon to endure trial shows that the Lord Jesus sees in us something precious which he desires to develop. Raise your hand if you're going through a trial. Raise your hand if you're in a trial. Raise your hand if you just came out of the storm. You need to say thank you, Jesus, because what he's doing is developing you as his vessel to use you for his plan. How beautiful is that? So next time when you're going through a trial, you say thank you, Jesus, for seeing in me something that you're able to use. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with this trial. Because I know you're not going to give me more than I can manage. I know that you are purifying me. Amen? It says, if he saw in us nothing whereby he might glorify his name, he would not spend time in refining us. You know, I've read this so many times, but it's, every time I read it, it gives me, Sister Powell, something else, Sister Leola, Sister Brenda. It gives me something more each time I read it. It gives me, that kind of fire up in my bones, knowing that God has seen it fit to refine me, to refine you, Brother Eli, to refine you, Brother John. He does not cast worthless stones into his furnace. It is valuable ore that he refines. The blacksmith puts the iron and steel into the fire. I needed to hear this today, that he may know what manner of metal they are. Are you melting as soon as you get to the front of the furnace? Are you giving up once you start feeling that rock in that boat? Don't give up, beloved. Press forward, knowing that your Heavenly Father is working out the impurities, working out the kinks, the cracks, so that you can be fitted for his duty. Amen. The blacksmith puts the iron and steel into the fire that he may know what manner of metal they are. The Lord allows his chosen ones to be placed in the furnace of affliction to prove what temper they are of and whether they can be fashioned for his work. Hallelujah. Sister Paul, that one needs for me to read it again. The Lord allows his chosen ones to be placed in the furnace of affliction to prove what temper they are of and whether they can be fashioned for his work. The potter takes the clay and molds it according to his will. He kneads it and works it. He tears it apart and presses it together. He wets it and then dries it. He lets it lie for a while without touching it. When it is perfectly palatable, he continues the work of making of it a vessel. He forms it into shape and on the wheel trims and polishes it. He dries it in the sun and bakes it in the oven. Thus it becomes a vessel fit for use. So the great master worker desires to mold and fashion us. And as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we to be in his hands. We are not to try to do the work of the potter. Our part is to what? Yield ourselves to be molded by the master worker. I'm going to read that again because some of us want to do what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do. We want to be the Holy Spirit. It says, and as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we to be in his hands. We are not to try to do the work of the potter. Our part is to yield ourselves to be what? To be molded by the master worker. Behold, think it not strange concerning fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13. In the full light of day, and in hearing of the music of other voices, the caged bird will not sing the song that his master seeks to teach him. He learns a snatched of this, a trill of that, but never a separate and entire melody. But the master covers the cage and places it where the bird will listen to the one song he is to sing. In the dark, he tries and tries again to sing that song until it is learned, and he breaks forth in perfect melody. Then the bird is brought forth, and ever after he can sing that song in the light. Thus God deals with his children. He has a song to teach us, and when we have learned it amid the shadows of affliction, we can sing it ever after. How beautiful is that? God's choice in our life work. Many are dissatisfied with their life work. It may be that their surroundings are uncongenial. Let me read that again. Many are dissatisfied with their life work. It may be that their surroundings are uncongenial. Their time is occupied with commonplace work when they think themselves capable of higher responsibilities. Often their efforts seem to them to be unappreciative or fruitless. Their future is uncertain. Let us remember that while the work we have to do may not be our choice, it is to be accepted as God's choice for us. I'm going to read it again because many of us are busy doing nothing. We're so busy, but we're not really doing anything. Let's not confuse movement with progress. Amen? Let us remember that while the world we have to do, while the work we have to do may not be our choice, it is to be accepted as God's choice for us. Whether pleasing or unpleasing, we are to do the duty that lies nearest. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Ecclesiastic 9, verse 10. If the Lord desires us to bear a message to Nineveh, it will not be as pleasing to him for us to go to Joppa or to Capernaum. He has reasons for sending us to the place toward which our feet have been directed. At that very place, there may be someone in need of the help we can give. He who sent Philip to the Ethiopian counselor, Peter to the Roman centurion, and the little Israelitish maiden to the help of Naaman, the Syrian captain sends men and women and youth today as his representative to those in need of divine help and guidance. I'm going to read that again. He who sent Philip to the Ethiopian counselor, Peter to the Roman centurion, and the little Israelitish maiden to the help of Naaman, the Syrian captain, sends men and women and you today as his representatives to those in need of divine help and guidance. God's plans the best. Our plans are not always God's plans. He may see that it is best for us and for his cause to refuse our very best intention, as he did in the case of David. But of one thing we may be assured, he will bless and use in the advancement of his cause those who sincerely devote themselves and all they have to his glory. If he sees it best not to grant their desire, he will counterbalance the refusal by giving them tokens of his love and entrusting to them another service. In his loving care and interest for us, often he who understands us better than we understand ourselves refuses to permit us selfishly to seek the gratification of our own ambition. He does not permit us to pass by the homely but sacred duties that lie next to us. Often these duties afford the very training essential to prepare us for a higher work. Often our plans fail that God's plan for us may succeed. I'm going to read that again. Often these duties afford the very training essential to prepare us for a higher work. Often our plans fail that God's plans for us may succeed. We are never called upon to make a real sacrifice for God. Many things he asks us to yield to him, but in doing this, we are but giving up that which hinders us in the heavenward way. Even when called upon to surrender those things which in themselves are good, we may be sure that God is thus working out for us some higher good. In the future life, the mysteries that here have annoyed and disappointed us will be made plain. We shall see that our seemingly unanswered prayers and disappointed hopes have been among greatest blessings. We are to look upon every duty, however humble, as sacred because it is a part of God's service. Our daily prayer should be, Lord,
help me to do my best. Teach me how to do better work. Give me energy and cheerfulness. Help me to bring unto my service the loving ministry of the Savior. A lesson from the life of Moses. Didn't Moses go through a lot? Consider the experience of Moses, the education he received in Egypt as the king's grandson, and the perspective here to the throne was very thorough. Nothing was neglected that was calculated to make him a wise man, as the Egyptian understood wisdom. He received the highest civil and military training. He felt that he was fully prepared for the work of delivering Israel from bondage. But God judged otherwise. His providence appointed Moses 40 years of training in the wilderness as a keeper of sheep. The education that Moses had received in Egypt was a help to him in many respects. But the most valuable preparation for his life work was that which he received while employed as a shepherd. Moses was naturally of an impetuous spirit. In Egypt, a successful military leader and a favorite with the king and the nation, he had been accustomed to receiving praise and flattery. He had attracted the people to himself. He hoped to accomplish by his own powers the work of delivering Israel. Are we hoping to accomplish things in our own strength? Do we think that we're able to complete anything on our own? Far different were the lessons he had to learn as God's representative. Are you God's representative? Are you exhibiting the character that you are God's representative? Are you continuing to give God this praise and say, you know what? I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know that he has done it before, so he will be able to do it again on my behalf. Far different were the lessons he had to learn as God's representative. As he led his flocks through the wilds of the mountain and into the green pastures of the valleys, he learned faith and meekness, patience, humility, and self-forgetfulness. Are we the type of person, I'm not going to do that job, the pastor asked me to do that. I'm not cleaning anything. I'm not sweeping up anything. I'm not picking up after anybody in no church. That's not my job. I'm bigger than that and I'm better than that. Is that our attitude? Is that our attitude? As he led his flocks through the wilds of the mountain and into the green pastures of the valley, he learned what? Faith. And meekness. That sounds like some of the fruit of the Spirit, isn't it? Humility and self-forgetfulness. He learned to care for the weak, to nurse the sick, to seek after the straying, to bear with the unruly, to tend the lambs, and to nurture the old and the feeble. In his work, Moses was drawn nearer to the chief shepherd. He became closely united to the Holy One of Israel. No longer did he plan to do a great work. He sought to do faithfully as unto God the work committed to his charge. He recognized the presence of God in his surroundings. All nature spoke to him of the unseen one. He knew God as a personal God, and in meditating upon his character, he grasped more and more fully the sense of his presence. He found refuge in the everlasting arms. After this experience, Moses heard the call from heaven to exchange his shepherd's crook for the rod of authority, to leave his flock of sheep and take the leadership of Israel. The divine command found himself distrustful, slow of speech, and timid. He was overwhelmed with a sense of his incapacity to be a mouthpiece for God. But he accepted the work, putting his whole trust in the Lord. The greatness of his mind, God blessed his ready obedience. I'm sorry, I think I missed something. The greatness of his mission called into exercise the best powers of his mind. God blessed in his ready obedience, and he became eloquent, hopeful, self-possessed, fitted for the greatest work ever given to man. Of him, it is written, there had not arisen a prophet since in Israel, like unto Moses, whom Jehovah knew face to face. Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. Let those who feel that their work is not appreciated and who crave a position of greater responsibility consider that promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another. Psalm 75, 6 through 7. Every man has his place in the eternal plan of heaven. Whether we feel that place depends upon our faithfulness in cooperating with God. We need to beware of self-pity. Never indulge the feelings that you are not esteemed as you should be, that your efforts are not appreciated, that your work is too difficult. I'm going to read that again. We need to beware of self-pity. Never indulge the feeling that you are not esteemed as you should be, that your efforts are not appreciated, that your work too difficult. Let the memory of what Christ has endured for us silence every murmuring thought. So if you spend a thoughtful hour thinking about what God did, what Jesus went through on your behalf, how he was nailed and pierced to the cross, how his side was bored, his hands were nailed, the thorn went in his head on your behalf, it would silence every murmuring thought. It would silence all the things that you think, woe is me. We are treated better than our Lord. Have mercy. We are treated better than our Lord. So, Sister Powell, I am going to end here. And then, if that's okay, and then we will pick up the rest of it next week.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to pray for us or us before we have any
Certainly. Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for this message because many of us are going through and we think that you are not there. We think that you have forgotten us. But I thank you for this reminder that when we are in our crucible, when we're going through our trials, it is the fact that you, Heavenly Father, has seen something in us that you want to use. Have mercy upon us. When we decide that we're going to murmur, forgive us. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes fixated on what your son, Jesus Christ, went through on our behalf so that we can find solace and solace in the fact that you are allowing us to go through the storm
so that we will be fitted like Moses to do your bidding. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray, Lord, that each and every person that heard this, Lord, we will have the desire to look on all of the things that are going on around us, to look at our trials and tribulation, and to count it all joy, knowing that you are going to work out in us the things that need to be removed so that we will be fitted as your ambassador to do your job. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that presentation. Okay. And sister, we all heard that the fact that called upon to endure trials, right? It is for our good because God's plan, have a plan for us. So let us remember, trials and tribulation will help us to draw closer and closer to God. And also, God, sometimes our plan, we plan this, we do that. But it is said, God's plan is the best, right? And not always, right? You know, our plan is God's plan. Let's look into our life. What is for us? I just want. All, you know, it is for a reason. So let us jump. So asking my beloved who heard this reading tonight and, you know, are touched by these wonderful, encouraging words, we are asking you to press number one, that if you have a query or something that you did not understand on the reading, this is the time, my dear beloved, we are giving you the chance to press number one. And, you know, Sister Stephanie, you can present the query or things that you did not understand or a comment, you can press it. And Sister Stephanie will be able to answer your question. Now you can press one. And your line will be open. Thank you.
Sister Powell, while they're doing, I do want to share, as I said before, Sister Carla, I see 857. I'm coming to you. I just want to share the duty of ministry. Sister Carla had written this on the site. It says the ministry, and it always, you know, this is how awesome God is, because aren't we talking about being fitted to do God's work? And this, her title is The Duty of Ministers. It says the ministers in our land need to become acquainted with the science of physiology. Then they will be intelligent in regard to the laws that govern physical life and their bearings upon the health of mind and soul. Then they will be able to speak correctly upon this subject. In their obedience to physical laws, they are to hold forth the word of the word of life to the people and lead up higher and still higher in the work of reform. Unpublished Testimonies, January 11, 1897, HL 16, on page 16, paragraph 1. In order to be fitted for translation, the people of God must know themselves. They must understand in regard to their own physical frames that they may be able with the psalmist to exclaim, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 1, page 486, HL 16, paragraph 2. I'm trying to remember what HL is, my Sister Powell. I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, I was trying to remember what that one is. Helpful living? I'll get it for you in a minute. All right, so So that is what, you know, we have, and it just connects and encapsulates what we just read in helping daily living. Amen and amen. So if you have a commentary or a feedback or a query about what we just read and what the study is, you can certainly press 1 so that I can acknowledge you and open up your line. So let me start with this one. I still see, and I hope that their hands has not been up since the last time. 225-337, we're going to go with you. Hope your line is open. All right. I will close that one. All right. 985-232 is your line. I see your hand is still up. You still wanted to. Hello? All right. That might be from earlier on, Sister Powell. And then 857-505. Let me see.
Amen, Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie. Sister Powell, I would like to thank Sister Stephanie for the powerful message, because that message helps everyone. Because Sister Powell, I have a question for my beloved Sister Stephanie. My beloved Sister Stephanie, how come people got the flu? Because people need to drink tea and people need to drink lemon tea and I don't know, can you tell Sister Billie Jean that because my driver's name is Melon, she got the flu and she supposed to got the, how you say that, Sister Power, Sister Stephanie, garlic and can you mention that, Sister Power and Sister Stephanie, garlic, ginger?
Absolutely. All right, mm-hmm. Well, definitely here. What he's talking about, the balm, we make a concoction with garlic and ginger and onion and lemon juice and a little bit of cayenne pepper. If those things, and you're not used to, you know, those things, I would kind of be very gingerly with the cayenne pepper, or just omit it, you know, if you're not able to take it. But I usually put some cayenne pepper in it. I grate all of the things and just, you know, squeeze my lemon in there, mix it up, and we call that the balm, and it will knock. We're not, let me give you the disclaimer, we're not saying that we cure any diseases. What we're saying is that we utilize these things that has given us resolve from ailments that we experience, right? And so that is what we use, and it is a good remedy to boost your immune system and to help to get your whatever is, you know, pull out the toxin from your body to give you relief in those things. So that is what Brother Eli would like us to share with you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, Sister Powell, I'm not sure if Brother Anil is on or anybody else wants to share. But go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yes, is there anyone else who would give you the opportunity as we listen to the reading about God's plan for us, right? Right, he tells us about the potter takes the on this is asking of dear on this line every week. We came on this line every Thursday. And we saw how God loves us by giving us, you know, he wants us to be healthy. And we have read that he gave us the leaf and for our meat and also for remedy. And he also wants us to take the tree out there to the world. And he also promised us the tree where we will be enjoying one more. When we witness that tree of life for the first time, God wants us to see it, and he will be giving us the wonderful fruit. So, my dear beloved, we have a message to go out and touch. And we want a message that our dear sister have been presenting. I have been learning so much from it. And also, Sister Carla, with all these comments and testimony that you have been posting night upon night, my dear beloved. Let us really say, you know, let us really come together and see how much we are blessed with the truth, and God wants us to share it. So if there is no other brothers and sisters here that put up their hand, we are going to go into our closing prayer. Is there anyone else, Sister Stephanie?
No.
Okay. All right, my dear beloved, I just want to give God thanks for each and every one of us who joined, each and every one of us who shared. I did not hear from Sister Tamiko. You know, we just pray that God will pour out his blessing, or his blessing upon her and her family members. And we do know she was coming out under the weather, that God really able to, he is the healer and he's a great physician. So I just want to thank everyone who joined. Thank those who joined on the internet from Netherlands, those who from Canada, those who from Africa, those who from Japan, those who from Jamaica, Maryland, and in New York, upstate New York, Brooklyn. We just want to let you know that we all on this line welcome you. And we are praying that one day soon and very soon, that if you are not connected with the Lord Jesus the way it should, that you will be in a short moment. So I just want to thank you all. So we are going to close with prayer, and then you will hear the closing song. Father, we come to you once more. We want to thank you, Father, for what you have done. Many, many blessings you have restored upon us. Father, you have given us trials and tribulation to go through. And we have a hope that all these trials, Lord, will draw us closer to you. And we want to draw close, each and every one of us on this line, as you listen to our prayers, Lord. We ask you, please, Father, hear our cry and allow us to be faithful to you. But there were many, many requests that offered to you this morning, this evening. And we know we have a loving Father who hear and promise that he will be with us even to the end. So as you are the most holy sanctuary now, Lord, help us, Lord, that we may realize your last ministerial work that you have been performing there, Father, investigating judgment, trying us, testing us, Lord. And we know, Father, if we be faithful, we will be with you for eternity. So thank you this evening. Grant us that peace while we all go to rest tonight, Lord. Send your guardian angel to rest upon us and to help us, Father, that we will wake up tomorrow in our right mind. Bless us today, Lord. Hear our cry, we pray. In Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, amen and amen. We love you, and thank you again. And we am reminding you that tomorrow is present tonight, Sabbath night. We ask you to join us and to enjoy our Sabbath. So enjoy our Sabbath. We do. Thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, to be my co-host.
You're certainly welcome, Sister Powell.
Thank you.